This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Many communities held their town meetings just a couple of weeks ago, and voters made important decisions on a wide variety of issues, from town budgets to local government positions. Some communities also voted to make changes in their charters. For instance, South Burlington voters backed a plan to tax rental cars. What some people might not realize is that these kinds of charter changes don't automatically go into effect. After they've been approved by local voters, these changes have to be approved next by the legislature. And that doesn't always happen. So why does Vermont have this system of local charter review? Well, it seemed like a perfect question for VPR's senior political reporter Bob Kinzel with another edition of Ask Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So, Bob, why does the legislature have a say on local charter changes that have already been approved by voters?
Mitch, the authority of the legislature to oversee the charters of individual towns comes directly from Chapter 2, Section 6 of the Vermont Constitution that was adopted in 1793. This section gives the General Assembly the power, quote, to grant charters of incorporation for towns, boroughs, cities, and counties. And later, in Section 69, it says these charters cannot be changed, amended, or granted without the control of the state. So here's the thinking. The legislature created all of Vermont's cities and towns, and therefore it has the authority to approve or reject any charter changes that local voters might propose. Now, right now, there are roughly 80 communities in Vermont that have these so-called governance charters, so they must petition the legislature to support any local charter changes. And critics of this current system, many in the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, argue that while it appears that Vermont has a system of direct democracy through votes on town meeting day, Vermont actually has one of the most centralized governments in the country because of this legislative oversight of local issues.
But again, historical precedent, that's what's setting all this up. Bob, are there some examples of cases where lawmakers actually voted against the adoption of a locally approved town charter?
Absolutely. There are several. City of Burlington passed some gun control ordinances in the last two decades. They didn't have the support in the legislature. They were never passed. And we can look at three charter changes that have been approved by voters in Montpelier that are going to stir some debate up at the State House. One, banning the use of single plastic bags. Now, lawmakers will have to decide, do they want to have a ban on a town-by-town basis, or do they want to put these local initiatives on hold until they consider a statewide ban? Another one in Montpelier, should non-citizens be allowed to vote in a city election? Now, these are folks who are here legally. They pay taxes. Again, is this a local issue or one that should be debated at the state level? And finally, Montpelier has a provision giving the city council the authority to implement energy efficiency standards for all homes, rental units, and businesses. It's very vague, and some people think this could be a problem.
Well, what about towns here? I mean, do they have any recourse if their charter change is rejected by the legislature or never even considered?
They have no recourse at all. They can try to do it again. I imagine it would take a case to the Vermont Supreme Court to overturn the current situation, but it might be very hard for an individual town to convince the Supreme Court to take this action. So it's probably going to take a constitutional amendment to really change things.
Any efforts underway at the State House to change the system?
There definitely are. There's a bill sponsored by the chairwoman of the Senate Government Operations Committee, Wyndham Senator Jeanette White. And here's how it would work. It would set up a special pilot program that would involve 10 towns at the start. A special Vermont Homeroom Board would be created. All locally approved charter changes would come to this board for its review and approval. And then the Home Rule Board would send its recommendations to the legislature for its consideration. And backers believed that in most cases, the full legislature would follow the opinion of the Home Rule Board and that the process will be much less political. Now, the bottom line is, even with this change, lawmakers would still have the final say over local charter changes. But backers believe if the pilot program is successful, then maybe in a couple of years, the recommendations of the Home Rule Board will be the final word.
Fascinating indeed. That's VPR's senior reporter Bob Kinzel. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.
And if you have a question that you would like Bob to answer, you can ask it by going to news@vpr.org, put Ask Bob in the subject line.